Dr. Marketing Tips, paging Dr. Marketing Tips. Dr. Marketing Tips, you're needed in the marketing department.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Podcast, your prescription to the answers you seek to grow your medical practice easier, better, and faster. This show is all about connecting practice administrators and medical marketing professionals with peers working in practices, learning from experiences, making mistakes, and sharing successes. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Dr. Marketing Tips Show. I'm your host, Corey. And with me today is Chad Rouse, the Digital Marketing Director at Insight Marketing Group. Welcome to the show, Chad.
Thank you for having me.
So today's episode is not just about navigating digital ads. It's about understanding, you know, some of the roadblocks and the shifting sands, if you will, like beneath our feet. In other words, things are always changing on these ad platforms, and something that worked yesterday all of a sudden is going to be denied the next day. It's just sort of the nature of the beast. So as these platforms specifically, we're talking about Meta, so that's Facebook and Instagram, and then some of the other socials like YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, et cetera. They're tightening their ad policies. They're changing, you know, what exactly can get through, or maybe sometimes it needs a manual review, maybe sometimes it doesn't. You can kind of squeak by. It's kind of mysterious, you know, the reason why some things work and some things don't. So hopefully today we can unpack some of the nuances of these restrictions and give you some actionable tips so that when you go to create an ad, you won't run into any of these said roadblocks. So Chad, with Google and Facebook and Bing and all these other places, they've all got their evolving systems. What are some of the pitfalls that you're seeing right now?
Well, probably the biggest buzzword with most of the advertising platforms right now would be transparency. They want to be able to, they want to be able to verify that you are who you say you are, so that when you are selling things via their platform, in our case, it would be like, you know, healthcare services, that you are, you know, the right person to be doing that. They're just kind of more worried about, you know, their own reputation, their own ability to sell things in a marketplace, that people trust them. So they need to be able to trust us. And so that's a lot. So we're seeing a lot. And if you've had a Google Ads account over the last year, you might have already gotten an email from them saying, we need you to provide some documentation proving who you are, who say you are, you know, lease, you know, articles of Confederation, whatever. I don't know. I'm on the business side. You can tell. So things like that will prove you are who you say you are. So they can on their ad say, this is verified by Google. You can trust that this link is going to where it is, and you're going to get reasonably what you think these people are selling. Because again, like anything, the laws are changing, not just the Google systems, the Bing systems, Facebook systems, the laws are changing. So they have to worry about, you know, privacy, which is the biggest buzzword of by the 21st century in lawmaking, is how can we protect your privacy in this world where privacy seems to be being eroded with all the cameras and stuff like that. But mostly same thing online. So can they track you? Can they not track you? Do you want to be tracked? Things like that. So Google and Facebook specifically had that problem. So they have to make sure that you, if you want to be tracked, you've been tracked. If you don't want to be tracked, you're not being tracked.
I remember there was that issue with Facebook and Apple where I think it was called like the adpocalypse, essentially, where essentially being mandatory that all of the ads could track everything that you do across your phone and across all these social platforms, you're now going to be asked individually if you wanted to be tracked or not. And so yeah, Facebook ran into these issues with Apple's privacy policies for all of their devices. I remember hearing about that a ton, and now I don't hear about that at all. So is that still a problem?
It is still a problem, especially if you run ads, because Facebook's solution of that, what happened was Apple said, basically, we're not going to allow you on any of our devices, and we all have, most of us have some type of Apple device that we use Facebook on, that we use other things on. That they want to track where we are, what we're doing. And specifically in most of the advertising case, we want to see if you hit a page, thank you page, if you clicked a link that counts as a conversion in the system. So Facebook ran into that problem where they could no longer rely on Apple reliably giving them that information back, that they hit a thank you page, that they hit that they clicked the right link for conversion, finished a shopping cart, things like that. They couldn't ever do that. So for a while now, Facebook has been basically guesstimating. They're like, based on past history, based on what we know of the industry, we think you got as many conversions, which for us specifically, you know, healthcare and medical practice, go back and say, well, it's great. You're saying we got these conversions, but that's not really matching the traffic of patients coming in that we can match. So that was a problem. So for a while now, a little over a year, Facebook has been working on a solution. And what that is the conversion API, where they are going to, if you can put a little bit of code on your website that basically kind of circumnavigates that privacy issue, that they can say, we actually can figure out what's going on in your website, which for a lot of probably larger businesses, that might be a good thing. For us in the healthcare field, it's not that great of a thing. And you really need to think long and hard before you allow them to do that. If you are another medical marketing agency and you might think that's a great solution and you want to put in all your clients' accounts like we would, you've got to think, yeah, but the problem is that that's transmitting a lot of information. It's giving Facebook a lot of access to your files, especially if you do, if your website's hooked up right to your EHR. You've got to think about HIPAA. You've got to think about what information can they gather.
That's a magic word, right?
Yep. You've always got to have that on your brain whenever you're doing anything medical. And that's what's happened here. You've got to think, how much information can they get? Can they match that back to a person? And when I say person, but the way the law is written, an IP address. So if they can know what IP address someone came for and searched for this certain term or did this certain thing on your website and then became a patient, that violates HIPAA. So
and an IP address, just in case you don't know, is essentially where the computer is located. So if you have a desktop at home and you're always plugged into your landline, you have a dedicated IP address. And so what Chad's saying is, if they can track that back and say, oh, that came from 1825 Harden Street or whatever, then we know that person was interested in X procedure. And then they became a patient. And then ultimately, you could argue that that's a HIPAA violation.
Yes, it is, because you knowing what's wrong with them and they don't. And that's the going right back to that big word privacy. We want to keep that information private. We don't want to be discriminated against in jobs or anything like that. So they don't want that information getting out there in any way, shape or form. HIPAA really does fall down on being overcautious. And I think we all agree we want that. We want our privacy, that it should be up to us to how much information we want to give out, not someone else, how much of our information they give out.
Exactly. Right. So what are some of the most common reasons that you're seeing now for ads being denied? We already talked about tracking. So on the flip side, how do you even get an ad to run?
Well, when you run an ad, of course, you're giving, you're using either imagery, you're using, you know, ad copy. So there are several things that will stop an ad from running. On kind of the Facebook side, the meta information side, it has a lot more to do with if you run an ad that might make someone feel bad about themselves, might call them, you might even think you're doing it, but if you're saying something like, you know, oh, unsightly, you know, varicose veins, Facebook doesn't like that. They want people happy on their website. They don't want people feeling that way. So that's one of the more common ones we can see ads rejected for that reason. On the Google side, what we're seeing a lot is whenever you run an ad on Google, you're going to tell it, this is my ad, whether it be a display ad, which is imagery, or a search ad, which is mostly copy. And you're saying, when persons are presented with that ad, I want them going to my website. And so I don't want them to go to this page, your destination page, your landing page. So what Google is going to do is they're going to look at that landing page. It's going to basically, as a computer, read that. And anything on that page that it doesn't like, it might reject your ad. So you might know on your end, it doesn't like pharmaceuticals. It doesn't like certain unapproved FDA drugs, things like that. Things that they
weight are loss, it's a big one.
Weight loss, a big one, Ozempic, things like that. So if you might not put in your ad because you're being super smart, but if you have that on your landing page, they will still deny that ad. So you have to, and not even just your landing page, it'll read your whole website. We have had ads rejected because it appears on your website. It's not even on the destination page. It's on page, 15 clicks away from it. But since it's found that magic word it doesn't like from the pharmaceutical land, they'll deny your ad.
Yeah, I remember a couple of years ago with an ortho practice that happened. We were running Google ads, just for the general orthopedic services and procedures. We were not running an ad for PRP because we knew that violated at that time some sort of Google protocol, but it was listed on the website and they actually shut down the whole account. Because they found that PRP was listed on the site. So you do need to be really careful there. Is there anything, or does anything come to mind in terms of maybe like a really surprising or unexpected reason you've seen for an ad denial? Any examples?
On the Facebook side, like I said, there are certain, it wasn't just a denial, but it was also just the way that we fixed it. It was literally just removing the you from it. It was mm-hmm. the same thing, but instead of saying you, it just, we just removed kind of you from the very nation of it. It was still the same thing. It was still basically saying like, you might not feel healthy, you might not feel pretty type things, but instead of saying you, then for some reason that was good enough.
Right, because it wasn't specifically calling out that user, right?
But then on the flip side, we've had issues lately with them taking literal issue with the practice, the page name, that the page name itself, specifically Vein Care, fell, tripped out over their idea that they don't want you talking about, shaming people for having varicose veins. And that was the problem. That's, we would go back to Facebook and say, we don't understand why this is being rejected. And they would send back the name of the page.
And they did that because the location was also in the name, right? Like, wasn't that in the practice name?
I think so. It was. I think it was because the name of the city was a common name, so they figured it was you're saying this about a person,
and like everybody there needs Vein Care.
Yeah, like everyone with that name somehow needs it. But yeah, so uh-huh. you're looking at it, but that's what happened.
Yeah. Are there any best practices or strategies that folks listening to this can employ to help sort of avoid any of these issues?
It's going to be mostly experience. It's going to be, you're going to run into them. Yeah. They're going to reject things. They're going to reject ads for reasons. You will have to do some deep research through your help files to even figure out why they're rejecting them. And sadly, it's just going to be experience. I mean, basically, if they do, they very rarely will shut down your account and throw you off of their ad platform. They'll just say, try again. So it might take you a couple tries.
Yeah. And what I find is they don't often give you really good explanations. They may just say it violates a particular policy, but they won't say exactly which piece is violating it and how it's violating it. So it's sort of a trial and error mm-hmm. up to an extent. Okay, so let's say that you're a practice and you're just either you're starting out with digital ads or you want to try something on your own. Maybe you don't want to go to the agency that you're working with. And you're going to say, well, let me just put something together. What's some key advice that you would offer to someone to kind of help prevent these denials and navigate any of these restrictions?
Probably the most common one is if you are a medical practice and you are not in any way, shape, or form a pharmacy, don't use the actual names of drugs. You don't need to. You're not prescribing people at that point. You're treating them. You might be talking about the treatment of them. Yes, part of that treatment might be the prescriptions, but you don't stop there saying you might be prescribed something to help. You don't have to say, well, you'll be prescribed this drug to help. That will get you shut down. And I mean, we're not talking about there are some drugs that are better. They just don't like the names of drugs. Google will just shut you down. So try to avoid that. That's a good pitfall to just try to avoid. Just don't use drugs. If you are a pharmacy, there are ways you can go through Google to tell them that you are a pharmacy and you're licensed pharmacy, and they will allow that. But if you're not willing to do that as just a regular medical provider, don't even cross that line.
Yeah, and essentially what that is you have to provide verification, and then you have to pay an enormous annual fee to have a particular URL to prove that you are in fact a pharmacy.
So you're going to a company, an outside company that's going to keep verifying that you are that mm-hmm. person. Yeah, it's like paying someone else to do this for them.
Right. One tip that I would offer too is, you know, as you're creating these things, keep like a little cheat sheet for yourself. You know, if like, for example, if you do bariatric surgery and you want to run some ads, you're going to run into problems, I promise, as you start to put these things together. But what you'll find is some phrases are allowed, some are not. Some images are going to be okay, some are not. Some text on images is going to be fine, and then other times it's not going to work. So keep this sort of running list, and that way, not only to kind of keep yourself sane, and that way you don't have to remember what worked and what didn't on that one day last Wednesday, but if somebody else ever has to do it for you or with you, you can share that with them, and it'll make that whole process a lot easier. In addition to that, Chad, can you recommend any tools or resources or anything that can kind of help people stay updated here?
Honestly, like what you just said, the best tool, because it's going to be different for you. I mean, a lot of the tools, a lot of the advice out there is going to be very broad about Google Ads. And if we're talking about medical practices, there's a lot less sharing of that information. So like, it's just keeping track of what you've done, understand not to do that again. And also just not to worry if what you've been doing for 2 years suddenly stops working. Cause like we said at the top, it's always evolving. The laws are evolving. Their best practices are evolving. So just if it changes, figure out why it didn't work and make those changes as it goes.
Perfect. All right. And that's all the time we have. So again, huge thank you to Chad for sharing some of these valuable insights with us. And with that, I'm Corey. This is the Dr. Marketing Tips Show, and we'll catch you in the next one.
Thanks for listening to the DrMarketingTips.com podcast. If there's anything from today's show you want to learn more about, check out DrMarketingTips.com for our podcast resource center with all the notes, links, and goodies we mentioned during the show. If you're not already a subscriber to our show, please consider pressing the subscribe button on your podcast player so you never miss one of our future episodes. And if you haven't given us a rating or review yet on iTunes, please find a spare minute and help us reach and educate even more of our medical practice peers. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Doctor's Orders.